Next item, item 130.
Amend contract with Brown and Caldwell, Inc. for professional engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Waste Gas Burner Replacement Project Number E10649 in the amount of $338,935.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, as you know, is investing in the infrastructure necessary to safely handle methane gas. With our Poop to Power initiative, the city will dramatically reduce our dependence on the flaring of excess methane gas, which will reduce our greenhouse gas emissions dramatically. The existing infrastructure necessary for flaring is outdated and must be upgraded. It is so outdated, in fact, that the flare must be manually lit by a BES employee, which raises significant safety concerns. BES engineer Aaron Lawler is here to explain more. Take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. I'm Jim Brown, engineer supervisor with BES, and had a little last-minute change with Paul Sudo being called away.
Good.
And I'm here to with Aaron Lawler, who is the project manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Gas Burner Replacement Project. And I will turn it over to Aaron for a short presentation on the request today.
Good morning. Thank you for your time today. My name is Aaron Lawler, BES engineer. I'm here today to talk about the Waste Gas Burner Project. What we have here is an overview of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is a CSO plant, combined sewer overflow plant, with a peak capacity of 450 million gallons a day of combined sewer and stormwater. Currently, Columbia Boulevard uses an anaerobic digester process to digest primary and waste-activated sludge, producing biosolids and biogas. The plant produces approximately 1.5 million cubic feet of per day of biogas. When possible, as Commissioner Fish mentioned, the biogas is beneficially used, poop to power, including fuel for boilers to provide process and building heat, cogeneration to produce electricity, and sold to neighboring industrial companies. A separate project is also underway to further increase the beneficial use by converting it into renewable compressed natural gas for vehicle fuel use and injection into a pipeline. Just for clarification purposes, waste gas burners are also commonly referred to as flares, so you will probably hear me go back and forth between waste gas burners and flares. The initial presentation for this project was delivered on May 24th of 2017 to the council. It was to introduce the project to council and request for a PTE service agreement. That's a professional technical excellence contract with Brown and Caldwell. That was approved, and during the pre-design phase, we have identified some additional scope and fee requirements to complete this project. So we're here today to ask for an amendment to the original PTE contract to be able to meet our project objectives. Sorry, I got a little bit lost there. Where am I?
Right there.
There we go. So the waste gas burners are over 36 years old, as Commissioner Fish mentioned. They are significantly deteriorating, showing severe wear and corrosion, and creating structural and seismic issues as well as safety issues for wastewater plant staff. So this project is intended to replace those flares and install new flares located at a new location and upgrade them to increase safety, capacity, reliability, and meet all applicable codes and requirements. The installation of the new waste gas burners will meet manufacturer installation and necessary code requirements. The new flares installed will have the capacity to flare all of the biogas produced at Columbia Boulevard, assuming all beneficial uses for biogas are offline, which is, of course, the worst-case scenario. In the future, we hope that these will be used very rarely, only when our systems are down for maintenance and repairs. Although this is a code requirement to have the capacity to flare all produced biogas at Columbia Boulevard, so we will be meeting our permit and code requirements through this project. The flares at Columbia Boulevard provide destruction of methane gas prior to discharge to the atmosphere. This is reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Flares are only used when biogas is produced at Columbia Boulevard and not beneficially used. And as I mentioned, this is a permit requirement to have this capacity on site. This photo here shows the location of the new flares. We're currently looking at three flares located near digester 9 and 10, which puts it much closer to where we actually produce the gas. So the current budget and estimated total project cost is $3.5 million almost. This is the entire project cost. This includes design, the consultant portion, the in-house portion, as well as the construction of the final installation. The current construction contract estimate is $1.7 million, and the proposed schedule is shown on this slide here. We hope to have construction completed at the end of 2020.
Commissioner Hardesty has a question.
Yes. Excuse me, Aaron. Could you go back to the slide? Yes. So your confidence in this estimate is low.
Correct.
So $1.7 million is a high number. So what does that mean when you say your confidence is low, that would be the estimated cost?
Yes, so low cost estimate is tied directly to different classifications of cost estimating during project management and engineering. So during the pre-design phase, we have a lower cost estimate as there's more unknowns associated with the project. As we move through the phases of design, pre-design, design, advertisement, and finally get the construction bid, we adjust the cost estimate on a regular basis and update the confidence level. So this current one is a plus 50 minus 30% range, so in terms of the overall cost estimate.
So I didn't understand the last thing you just said, but let me ask you this. Once you have more confidence, are you going to be coming back to the City Council and presenting that information to us?
Yes. In a later slide, I will touch on that. But, yes, we plan to come to Council before issuing a contract to the construction for the construction of this project.
Let me also add to our newest colleague, the estimating of confidence level is heavily prescribed in our contracting processes. And when we're doing initial scoping, it is typically in these large projects you'll see low confidence. And that's because you don't know what you don't know. And there are going to be roadblocks that emerge, or we're going to discover something in the soil, or there's going to be something in the code or whatever. So bureaus are encouraged to be conservative in their estimating. What you would not want is them to come in and say high confidence level when they don't know what actually they're going to be facing. And this way, when there is an adjustment in price or an adjustment in scope, it isn't a shock to the system, and we're being transparent. But you'll see the low go to medium and then go to high over the course of various items that come back to council, including when we do actual work and additional contracting in the future. But it is not unusual at this stage to have a low confidence. And again, it is, you'll see this in Water Bureau projects, in BES projects, in large-scale parks projects at the earliest stage when it basically you don't know what you don't know.
Just to kind of add some clarity, the reason we are here today again in front of council is because we ran into some things that we didn't know when we initially scoped the project. So as the project scope and budget has increased, there's a threshold that requires us to come back to council and ask permission for the amendment.
Thank you. I was just a little nervous when you're asking for more money and you have low confidence in where you're headed.
Yes, understood. So the current BES five-year capital program has the budget for the completion of this project, including this updated overall project costs. And yes, as I mentioned, this is this cost estimate based off of a pre-designed tech memo with the class 4 estimate, which is the plus 50% minus 30% range in the overall project cost estimate. So this is a breakdown of the overall cost estimate. So the estimated project cost is everything to completion. The PTE support contract, that is what we are here in front of council today for, is an amendment to the original council, to the original contract. So it brings the total PTE support contract to $632,874 by the end of the project. The project was initially advertised on a quality-based selection. Four proposals were received. Brown and Caldwell were selected based off of their qualifications and in accordance with the city code 5.68. The initial negotiated fee was $293,939 for the original contract. Of that, the DMWESB subcontract's participation was at 31.3%, above the aspirational 20% goal set by the city. Which equates to $92,002 of DMWESB contracts. The amendment is associated with relocating the flares instead of replacing them in their current location. It also has additional gas modeling to support the poop-to-power projects that we are creating, and then we identified some additional complexities in design. Amendment 1 scope and fee was then developed with Brown and Caldwell, and the total amendment is $338,935. That's the amendment we are requesting. Of that, there are optional tasks. That's, again, to help cover some of the unknowns that we're not quite sure there. So those require written approval by the owner's representative before they can use those funds. We made sure to include DMWESB participation at the same level as the original contract. So after the amendment, we still have 31.28% participation of DMWESB. This brings the updated contract not to exceed amount to $632,874. This is just an overall summary letting you know that the request today is about 10% of the overall project cost. And the overall project budget is listed there as well to demonstrate that. So that concludes my presentation. And I would, am requesting the authorization of an execution of a PTE amendment with Brown and Caldwell with a contract not to exceed limit of $338,935.
That concludes our presentation, Mayor.
Very good. Any further discussion while we have this panel? Public testimony, Carla?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Maggie.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I think Maggie's waving.
She's passing. Okay, very good.
This colleagues, goes to a second reading.
This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item. Item 130.
Amend contract with Brown and Caldwell, Inc. for professional engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Waste Gas Burner Replacement Project Number E10649 in the amount of $338,935.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, as you know, is investing in the infrastructure necessary to safely handle methane gas. With our Poop to Power initiative, the city will dramatically reduce our dependence on the flaring of excess methane gas, which will reduce our greenhouse gas emissions dramatically. The existing infrastructure necessary for flaring is outdated and must be upgraded. It is so outdated, in fact, that the flare must be manually lit by a BES employee, which raises significant safety concerns. BES engineer Aaron Lawler is here to explain more. Take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. I'm Jim Brown, engineer supervisor with BES. And got a little last minute change with Paul Sudo being called away.
Good.
And I'm here to with Aaron Lawler, who is the project manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Gas Burner Replacement Project. And I will turn it over to Aaron for a short presentation on the request today.
Good morning. Thank you for your time today. My name is Aaron Lawler, BES engineer. I'm here today to talk about the waste gas burner project. What we have here is an overview of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is a CSO plant, combined sewer overflow plant, with a peak capacity of 450 million gallons a day of combined sewer and stormwater. Currently, Columbia Boulevard uses an anaerobic digester process to digest primary and waste-activated sludge, producing biosolids and biogas. The plant produces approximately 1.5 million cubic feet of per day of biogas. When possible, as Commissioner Fish mentioned, the biogas is beneficially used, poop to power, including fuel for boilers to provide process and building heat, cogeneration to produce electricity, and sold to neighboring industrial companies. A separate project is also underway to further increase the beneficial use by converting it into renewable compressed natural gas for vehicle fuel use and injection into a pipeline. Just for clarification purposes, waste gas burners are also commonly referred to as flares, so you will probably hear me go back and forth between waste gas burners and flares. The initial presentation for this project was delivered on May 24th of 2017 to the council. It was to introduce the project to council and request for a PTE service agreement. That's a professional technical excellence contract with Brown and Caldwell. That was approved, and during the pre-design phase, we have identified some additional scope and fee requirements to complete this project. So we're here today to ask for an amendment to the original PTE contract to be able to meet our project objectives. Sorry, I got a little bit lost there. So the waste gas burners are over 36 years old, as Commissioner Fish mentioned. They are significantly deteriorating, showing severe wear and corrosion, and creating structural and seismic issues, as well as safety issues for wastewater plant staff. So this project is intended to replace those flares and install new flares located at a new location and upgrade them to increase safety, capacity, reliability, and meet all applicable codes and requirements. The installation of the new waste gas burners will meet manufacturer installation and necessary code requirements. The new flares installed will have the capacity to flare all of the biogas produced at Columbia Boulevard, assuming all beneficial uses for biogas are offline, which is, of course, the worst-case scenario. In the future, we hope that these will be used very rarely, only when our systems are down for maintenance and repairs. Although this is a code requirement to have the capacity to flare all produced biogas at Columbia Boulevard, so we will be meeting our permit and code requirements through this project. The flares at Columbia Boulevard provide destruction of methane gas prior to discharge to the atmosphere. This is reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Flares are only used when biogas is produced at Columbia Boulevard and not beneficially used. And as I mentioned, this is a permit requirement to have this capacity on site. This photo here shows the location of the new flares. We're currently looking at three flares located near digester 9 and 10, which puts it much closer to where we actually produce the gas. So the current budget and estimated total project cost is $3.5 million almost. This is the entire project cost. This includes design, the consultant portion, the in-house portion, as well as the construction of the final installation. The current construction contract estimate is $1.7 million, and the proposed schedule is shown on this slide here. We hope to have construction completed at the end of 2020.
Commissioner Hottesty has a question.
Yes.
Excuse me, Aaron. Could you go back to the slide? Yes. So your confidence in this estimate is low?
Correct.
So $1.7 million is a high number. So what does that mean when you say your confidence is low, that would be the estimated cost?
Yes, so low cost estimate is tied directly to different classifications of cost estimating during project management and engineering. So during the pre-design phase, we have a lower cost estimate as there's more unknowns associated with the project. As we move through the phases of design, pre-design, design, advertisement, and finally get the construction bid, we adjust the cost estimate on a regular basis and update the confidence level. So this current one is a plus 50 minus 30% range, so in terms of the overall cost estimate.
So I didn't understand the last thing you just said, but let me ask you this. Once you have more confidence, are you going to be coming back to the City Council and presenting that information to us?
Yes. In a later slide, I will touch on that. But, yes, we plan to come to Council before issuing a contract to the construction for the construction of this project.
Let me also add to our newest colleague, the estimating of confidence level is heavily prescribed in our contracting processes. And when we're doing initial scoping, it is typically in these large projects you'll see low confidence. And that's because you don't know what you don't know. And there are going to be roadblocks that emerge, or we're going to discover something in the soil, or there's going to be something in the code or whatever. So bureaus are encouraged to be conservative in their estimating. What you would not want is them to come in and say high confidence level when they don't know what actually they're going to be facing. And this way, when there is an adjustment in price or an adjustment in scope, it isn't a shock to the system, and we're being transparent. But you'll see the low go to medium and then go to high over the course of various items that come back to council, including when we do actual work and additional contracting in the future. But it is not unusual at this stage to have a low confidence. And again, it is, you'll see this in Water Bureau projects, in BES projects, in large-scale parks projects at the earliest stage when it basically you don't know what you don't know.
Just to kind of add some clarity, the reason we are here today again in front of council is because we ran into some things that we didn't know when we initially scoped the project. So as the project scope and budget has increased, there's a threshold that requires us to come back to council and ask permission for the amendment.
Thank you. I was just a little nervous when you're asking for more money and you have low confidence in where you're headed.
Yes, understood. So the current BES 5-year capital program has the budget for the completion of this project, including this updated overall project cost. And yes, as I mentioned, this is this cost estimate based off of a pre-designed tech memo with the class 4 estimate, which is the plus 50% minus 30% range in the overall project cost estimate. So this is a breakdown of the overall cost estimate. So the estimated project cost is everything to completion. The PTE support contract, that is what we are here in front of council today for, is an amendment to the original council, to the original contract. So it brings the total PTE support contract to $632,874 by the end of the project. The project was initially advertised on a quality-based selection. Four proposals were received. Brown and Caldwell were selected based off of their qualifications and in accordance with the city code 5.68. The initial negotiated fee was $293,939 for the original contract. Of that, the DMWESB subcontract's participation was at 31.3%, above the aspirational 20% goal set by the city. which equates to $92,002 of DMWESB contracts. The amendment is associated with relocating the flares instead of replacing them in their current location. It also has additional gas modeling to support the poop-to-power projects that we are creating, and then we identified some additional complexities in design. Amendment 1 scope and fee was then developed with Brown and Caldwell, and the total amendment is $338,935. That's the amendment we are requesting. Of that, there are optional tasks. That's, again, to help cover some of the unknowns that we're not quite sure there. So those require written approval by the owner's representative before they can use those funds. We made sure to include DMWESB participation at the same level as the original contract. So after the amendment, we still have 31.28% participation of DMWESB. This brings the updated contract not to exceed amount to $632,874. This is just an overall summary letting you know that the request today is about 10% of the overall project cost. And the overall project budget is listed there as well to demonstrate that. So that concludes my presentation, and I would requesting the authorization of an execution of a PT amendment with Brown and Caldwell with a contract not to exceed limit of $338,935.
That concludes our presentation, Mayor.
Very good. Any further discussion while we have this panel? Public testimony, Carla?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Maggie.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I think Maggie's waving. She's passing.
Okay, very good.
This goes to a second reading.
This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item.